everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, I've become unglued over some of the things that are happening in California. Of course, the other day there were protests as the judges decided to uphold Prop 8, which means that about 18,000 marriages to women to women, men to men will hold up, will be grandfathered in and honored. But moving forward, there are no marriages of gay or lesbian couples in that Left Coast state, according to the judges there. So there were some protests and all that sort of stuff. And obviously now we're seeing that there are a bunch of states that are saying, look, they're approving gay marriage. And this issue suddenly has really moved to the front burner more than ever. The president is staying away from it. You heard what he said when he was on the campaign trail. Civil unions, no to gay marriage. I think that there's going to be more of a push for the Obama, for the, who knows how I say the Obamas, for President Obama to come out strong on this. And who knows, maybe the first step is the justice that he's nominated, which was Sonia Sotomayor, who will have to go through that vetting process by the Senate and ultimately be confirmed or not. But now what we're seeing is a push to have some things happen in the classroom, to start with the younger kids and have mandatory gay days. The first one that I could find, that I could dig up, and there may be somebody else, in other words, some other school district doing it, but I haven't been able to find one that has gone this far. But there is a California school district, Alameda County, in fact, that voted 3-2 to approve officially LGBT lessons, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual lessons. Now, who are they teaching? Are they teaching the high schoolers? No. We're talking about kids 5 to 5th grade. Students from K through 5, learning about tolerance for the homosexual lifestyle. And they're starting it next year. It's approved, and you can't opt out. So if you have a child going to one of the schools in that area, you cannot say, my child won't be at school that day. And depending on the age, they have different books designed to teach the kids about men loving men and women loving women and then other confusing things along the way. So let me tell you a little bit about this. Kindergarten kids introduced to a book called The New Girl and Me. Now, what is it about? And you can kind of, I think I can suggest it to you, but you can kind of understand where this is going. The book is about a young girl who's at a new school. She makes friends with another girl after a very popular boy decides to refuse to hang with her. In first grade, the students are going to read Who's in the Family, and specifically they talk about the family being made up of two dads and a cat. And the teachers are expected, because this is the curriculum they'll have, to ask kids to identify and describe a variety of families, to understand that families have some similarities and some differences. Uh-huh. And they will be given sheets that describe vocabulary words in the lesson plan. That's one of the things that they want the kids to know. They want to know what the words mean. Like, for example, and I saw this on WorldNet Daily, but one of the words is transgender, right? And the definition is a person whose gender identity and or expression is different from cultural expectations based on the sex they were assigned at birth. Teachers then are handing out lists of famous people who are lesbians, gay, bisexual, transsexual. So you get vocabulary words, you get a list of people that fit the description, and of course you get the Here's What Families Are Made Of book. Mm-hmm. Wow. I have to say that if I were somebody living in this area, I would be more than outraged. Think of the tax dollars. This is your tax dollars at work in California. And are there other schools planning to do the same thing? The fact that they can't opt out is also outrageous. Yeah. So the Alameda Unified School District's Board of Education moves forward with this. I get sex ed. You know, you think of unwanted pregnancies. You think of the hormones going crazy, teenagers, etc. You think of, well, high school, now even younger. I mean, it's true. There are dangerous things happening with sexuality in younger kids. But this is really taking it to such an extreme, ridiculous level. Parents are threatening to sue the school board. They should. They're mounting a recall. They should. And you've got opponents signing a petition with almost 500 signatures already, because this just happened, from people who don't want the homosexual lessons in the curriculum. I mean, I have to think that there are some families that are just busting a gut over this, just cannot believe that this is happening, that this is going to happen in their classrooms. I mean, really? If a young child is in, let's say, a loving gay family, it's two women, two men, whatever, and from the time they were toddlers, they've been in this situation, I'm sure that's explained to them. Mommy and mommy are different than the people next door, than whatever. I would imagine it would have to be that way, okay? But that's like anybody in a straight family explaining the, quotes, facts of life to their own kids. That's a very personal thing in the first place. And when you go down that road, you're asking for trouble. So whether you're pushing an agenda or not, it's a ridiculous thing to throw on these kids. It's an outrage. 800-259-5791. Mandatory, couldn't make this up. Mandatory gay day. Coming up, we're going to let you hear what Arnold Schwarzenegger, speaking of homosexuals, we're going to let you hear what he had to say about gay marriage in California. Also, the state of the economy there, we're throwing that in. They are just begging for money. The people have lost so many jobs in Cali. It's just like Nevada, where the unemployment rate has hit almost 10%. Of course, the national rate is almost 9%. Also, the wackadoodle, we're going to tell you about this nutball who called 911 over orange juice, a mishap at McDonald's. I mean, if you're in a squad car, you and your partner drive around, you got to just, maybe at first when you're a rookie, you're chuckling about this kind of stuff. But then you've got to be seething. Like, are you serious? I'm answering this call, and this is what this was about. I think they should fine them. If somebody has a really super bogus 911 call, that's who you should slap with a fine. You want tax money? Get tax money that way, instead of pulling over people who don't have their seatbelts on. 800-259-5791. Anybody else crazed by what's going on in Alameda County? Hang with us.
Kitseeds.net. If you can't grow your own seeds, you're in trouble. We may be headed for another Great Depression this summer of 2009. You need to grow your own food or you're in trouble. I sell non-GMO, heirloom, chemical-free seeds, and mine is the best deal around. You get 100 vegetable seed packets for the incredible price of $49. That's only 49 cents for each packet. Start your garden now. GetSeeds.net.
Call 877-394-6657. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how.
What do you think, America? Mandatory gay day, fair or foul? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Now, I did get an email here from Philly Phil, and he says, "Kate, I like your show, but, darling, I just got to tell you this. I think you are dead wrong on this gay day. Why can't kids be introduced to other forms of sexuality? As a woman who seems pretty intelligent and open-minded, I'm very, very shocked and disappointed to hear what you had to say, because I think it's important for kids to know there are other options out there." Whoa. That's the problem. Kids, let's let kids know there are other options out there. Can't we let kids be kids? They can make whatever decisions they want to make when they're adults. That's the problem. We're erasing the whole idea of being children. We're just erasing it, just saying no, you know, and I think it is pushing an agenda. That's the problem, Philly Phil, in pushing an agenda on a five-year-old, on a six-year-old, on a seven-year-old. Come on. No. Here's what Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, had to say about what's happened recently in his state, the fact that there will not be gay marriage. This was his take on it.
When it comes to my personal opinion, I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, but I at the same time believe very strongly that we should not enforce my opinion on other people. I believe very strongly that, you know, they will be back with the initiative process that we have here in California. I've heard that they will take it to the federal court, so there will be many decisions that will be made in the future. But we respect the court's opinion, and so we're going to move forward based on that. I think that the people have a right to vote on those very important issues. So those issues are not just addressed by the legislature, but they can be addressed directly by the people. And then the court can, you know, also address them. You know, sometimes they overturn those decisions, and sometimes they're not. If you look at the poll numbers, I think they've changed over the last, 10 years. I think that people are becoming more and more comfortable with the idea of gay marriage. And so I think that within the next few years, it could very well be that this will be overturned and there will be majority of people saying that, yes, we believe in gay marriage.
I think he's right about that. I think that more people are going to lean that way, and more states certainly have gone that way. Hey, by the way, if you disagree with me, feel free to call the show. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. My point is it just doesn't belong in the schools. Doesn't belong in the schools. If it's something parents want to teach, absolutely. That's any parent is free to teach their children whatever they want to teach them. But why should the school be entrusted with this? I don't think anybody, I mean, let's be honest, how many of you really want your kids to hear completely about any kind of sexuality from the schools? I think shame on a parent if they don't broach the subject and find a way. It's like the commercials. I saw these public service commercials a couple of years ago where, and they still have them, where they're talking really primarily about drugs and how you get through to your kids and have conversations with them about, here's what can happen if you're popping a bunch of pills at these exciting farm parties that you think I don't know that you go to. And they're done so well and make so much sense to me. And yes, the relationship between the kid and the parent is always a little bit different, but that's the thing, you're the parent. So you have to parent, and in parenting, if you want to get the book about the penguins who fall in love and they're boy penguins or whatever, you are free to do that. But should the other people in the school, the other kids in the school, be subjected to that? And the answer is certainly not at that age. Shouldn't be anyway, but certainly not at that age. If you disagree, you have another point of view, of course, which would be disagreeing. You can shoot me an email at americatonight.net or call us at 800-259-5791. All right, another thing that Schwarzenegger talked about, and I thought it was worth mentioning, is he also talked, and we're going to get to this in a second, he talked about the economy in California, because we've talked so much about the economy, we're going to jump to that. But first, let's go to Lou, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Lou.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I think that I would consider myself bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think it's absolutely wrong to be teaching these kids this kind of stuff when they're in this kind
five.
Of age, yeah, 5 years old. It's wrong.
I think it's wrong, too. I think it's wrong to...
Absolutely wrong.
I agree. I'm glad that you called and said, hey, listen, I'm a guy who's bi, and I think it's wrong. Because good for you for voicing that. You know, there's a lot of people that say, oh, yeah, right, Lou. Thanks a lot. You know, why are you doing that? We need more help. We being... You know, that's the problem in America. Everybody, you're on one team, another person's on another team. I thought we're all on the same team. If we're all on the same team, you got to use some common sense. And five, this wasn't taught to you, Lou. This wasn't taught to me, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, listen,
too
that's,
young.
That's just absolutely ridiculous, and I can't believe that is so radical. It's like something out of a horror movie to me. Come on, man. Let's be for real.
Let's be for real. That's what I'd say. Let's be for real. Now, as somebody who you're living in Missouri and you're bisexual, and this is a different form of questioning. Do you, just out of curiosity, do you feel like you face a lot of discrimination or no?
At times.
Yeah.
Yeah, at times, and it can be tough, you know. It can be tough, but I'm not, I'm in a conservative state.
But see, here's what...
At times, and so, but, I mean, I can remember when I was, 5 years old and things like that, and I grew up in a big Catholic family and things like that and all that, but to have that at 5 years old, that's just plain wrong.
That's
just plain wrong. Yeah, no. And even at the college age, I have a problem with it, with them selling that to college students. You know, I just think that that's something that they need to discover for themselves outside of schools. Look, they need to be teaching the basics, which they're completely lagging behind anyway. You know, do you know what I mean?
I agree. Yeah, people, I said this earlier. Kids can't even write. Kids have no idea. This, I was talking about the spelling bee.
Absolutely, yeah. The writing is horrible.
It's horrible. And the reason it is because there's so many other distractions and there's no focus there. Absolutely. More basics and less of this other stuff. Wow. Lou, I'm so glad you found the show and that you called us. I appreciate it. I appreciate you being honest and open with us and saying that, hey, listen, I'm a man living this life, and I'm saying it's just wrong. It shouldn't be in the schools, and you're absolutely right. We completely agree. Thanks.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely we agree, because the it's not right for the schools to go in that direction anyway, I think, in any sense of the word. So, yeah. If you have an opinion, you can call us 800-259-5791, or I can see the email is chugging up or clogging up, americatonight.net. Again, americatonight.net. Here's what Schwarzenegger had to say about the economy of California.
California is the golden state. It is the state with the greatest opportunities. And, you know, we have a place here that I wouldn't want to live anywhere else but in California. It's really a fantastic place. That's why so many people from around the world want to come here. But we do have a system in place that is dysfunctional. We have a tax system that is outdated, where we rely on 1% of the rich, the taxpayers to pay 50% of the taxes, which are the rich people. And so when we have an economic downturn, then our revenues have a drop of like 20%, and it's based on what is going on Wall Street rather than what is going on here economically in our state. So that has to be changed, and I think that we have a tax commission, a bipartisan tax commission that is looking at that right now. And it,
all right, so you heard Schwarzenegger saying they're just looking at that right now, and the gist of what he was saying is that the tax base is way down. Other people are finding the same things. Remember I told you the other night about the cops in Toledo, that so many people were out buying guns because there weren't enough police. Having to cut 300 police is scaring the people in that area to figuring they've got to arm themselves. The dungeon coming up around the bend.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created the Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In 1965, this was a sound. Papa's got a brand new bag. Good to mama. And get the baby to see. And your man's set as fine as cooking. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
All right, time to pull out the dungeon. I just can't help myself. So, I don't know, just so fumed about this whole deal in Alameda County. What was the Board of Education thinking there? Mandatory gay day for kindergarten students through fifth grade. The school board imposing this curriculum on the classes, and there's no way to opt out of it. So, of course, parents want to sue. It's creating all kinds of problems. It's nutty is what it is. Therefore, I am going to take, the three of the five board members in Alameda County who said yes to this and throw them in the dungeon, Matt.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah. Of all the things that we've heard lately, I'd say that pretty much takes the cake. All right, moving from that to a couple of other things, we will lighten the load here, so to speak. Birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse, among the other things that we'll talk about, and also movies. There are some new movies out, but none of the big blockbuster movies that are worth seeing. And that, from that point of view, they're still playing. They're out there, whether it's Angels and Demons or whether it's Star Trek or whether it's Wolverine, whatever. There are a lot of big type pictures that are going on. And some of the indies, a lot of times indie films are good, but some of the indies that are coming out this week, I'm not so sure that I would recommend them, but they may end up being good video rentals. That's why it's good to know what's happening. And what, and in fact, we'll do a DVD segment. The DVDs, the new DVDs come out every Tuesday, and a lot of people do the Netflix a Flicks thing or run to Blockbuster or what, you know, whatever it might be. Jay Leno is done with The Tonight Show when he walks out on the stage for the very last time, and I forgot about this, happens on Friday. Remember how long remember the first Jay Leno Tonight Show? I remember that. You have to go all the way back to 92, 17 years as The Tonight Show host. That was Leno. So he leaves the late night ratings game, which he was winning that war, and now he's going to end up instead doing an earlier show, a prime time show. And I know I've said this before. Do you think the Leno thing works? And then, of course, Conan O'Brien takes over the Tonight Show. And I'm not really sure about this because I think that there are things that will compete against Leno that might draw people away from Leno, even if you liked him in the later hour or didn't like him or he was just on because you were laying there exhausted and you watched it to hear the jokes or whatever or the guests. So he's had a lot of people that he's grown close to, obviously, over the years because it's guests he's had on a bunch. And I think they've been stopping by all week long. The first guest he ever had was Billy Crystal. First guest. And he came back, and I guess he did like a musical number. I didn't see it, but it was supposedly pretty funny. O'Brien now in charge of Tonight. Leno now getting the earlier audience. It could be huge for NBC. Because if Leno really takes off and draws people away from the other things that are out there, well, cha-ching, that's a big factor for them, the kind of money that they would be able to make on that and producing that show. But the Tonight Show format with Conan O'Brien in it, I wonder if it's, and going up still, I guess, against David Letterman, does this bode well for a guy like Letterman or Jimmy Kimmel or any of those guys? It's interesting, isn't it, to see what's happened with television, and that's part of the economy too. The reality TV thing's doing better because it's so much cheaper to produce. How many people are watching these reality shows? I guess somebody's watching the whole John and Kate thing. 9.8 million people. John and Kate plus 8 were watching this. And they must get paid some pretty decent money because they've got cameras around them the whole time. Matt, if somebody wanted to, I guess I almost know the answer to this, but would you really, really want cameras following you around 24 hours a day almost, where you're almost anything you do, they've got it on film?
I guess there's some days that maybe I feel like that. I'm pretty entertaining, you know?
And so if somebody wanted to pay you to do Matt's World, whatever, we'll just make it up. Matt in Minneapolis. If somebody wanted to pay you, I'm good at coming up with the names.
I'll let you produce.
You got to flush out the ideas. So if they didn't wanted to do a reality show, you'd be okay with that. You'd be okay with them doing the cameras around you all the time.
For a limited amount of time. I think, you know, if it was like a whole year of it, it would get really annoying real quick, but I can handle it for like a month or something.
See, that's what I think. Now, some of them that where they shoot a series, in other words, they have a season, like the Real Housewives or whatever, they're not 24 hours with them.
Right.
And even though they're around a lot, they have a certain amount of time that they film. So it's not the whole year. This John and Kate plus 8, they're with them everywhere. For the whole year, the cameras are pointed at them. That would be, I think that's too much. That would be over the top. It wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah, I don't think I could handle it if it was with people all the time, all these, like, boom mics and cameras in my
face.
That's
what I mean.
Things like that. But I could handle it for a little bit.
And that's what it is.
And being on TV and whatnot.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's everybody, all of a sudden, anything you do, go on a date, go to the Twins game, go to hang out with your buddies, every conversation, all that stuff is recorded. That, to me, that would just be, I don't know, it would just be too way over the top for me.
I don't know if I'd get along with that because then I wouldn't be able to talk behind anybody's back, you know, and I'll be all there on television.
Would. No, you'd have to because they want the juicy stuff.
Yeah, but you'd have to be like almost nice to everyone because, you know, when as soon as you let it slip, then you get 800 phone calls from everybody calling you, you know, a jerk and whatnot.
Well, I think what you'd have happen is, depending on the people, if they all wanted their 15 minutes of fame, suddenly people would be showing up. They'd want to go do things with you, all that sort of stuff, because they would get airtime. Now, this John and Kate plus 8 thing, because he cheated and they're having problems and all this other stuff, you have the brother-in-law coming out and saying, oh, yeah, we used to hang around with him, and now we don't even hear from them, call us. And I think it's just that they're disgruntled. They aren't getting the airtime that they were getting before. So that's the other thing that happens. You have certain people around you, and then they all of a sudden either more people come in your direction or they want more airtime, and it becomes a problem. It's crazy. The whole reality thing is a whole new set of rules.
Yeah, and there's far too many reality shows out there.
Oh, that's the problem. See, I mean, if you had a couple of really good ones, like it used to be when there were a few reality shows, now, oh, every time you turn on the tube, it's like we're watching bad cable TV in some cases, because you flip around and that's all you see. Does everybody, you know, does everybody want to be famous so badly that we are just a nation of voyeurs anyway? Because that's what we're doing. We're looking into everyone's backgrounds, but then we're watching everything unfold in front of us. And how much of that is exaggerated? Because I know two different people that did reality shows, and they both told me they were prompted to say things because they were too boring. They were too nicey-nice. They didn't want nicey-nice. They wanted nasty-nasty.
Yeah, I don't think I'd have a problem being prompted to say something, though, because, I don't know, I'd forget about the cameras after a while, and I'd just totally be normal, and then I'd get phone calls from friends that are angry at me, but I wouldn't care that much, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, if you're getting paid, I guess that's the thing.
Yeah, totally. People do anything for money nowadays.
Money or fame. And for people listening to America Tonight, you know, I know that you've sat there and you flip through all kinds of stations. You go to the guide and start to just flip around, even if you don't watch them. And I guarantee somewhere, whether you saw the story they did on them in Time Magazine or one of the gossip rags, or you happen to flip around and see a little promo for them. Everybody knows the whole Real Housewives series, whether it's Orange County or New York or Atlanta or New Jersey, whatever. And that has really taken off. And they pay the women of New York City, or they did last season, $50,000, each one of them an episode.
Which is ridiculous because they're already loaded as it is.
It is. It's insane. It's insane because they all have money, but even if you took that out of the equation, by the time you think of how many installments they do, you're talking $500,000 plus, because all of them have book deals or something else. But just in the pure salary, Bravo is paying them $500,000. That's crazy.
I'm a sucker for that Real Housewives of Orange County and the New Jersey. The other two I never got into, but this new New Jersey one that just came on, I'm starting to get sucked into that one, too.
What's so good about the Jersey thing? They're a little rough.
Oh, they're Jersey girls. It's dangerous. It's almost like mafia style. I like it.
All right, we're gonna have to let people hear a little sliver. We're going to have to dig that up. We're going to have to find
something.
A little sliver of the Jersey Housewives. As somebody who grew up in Jersey, New York, I haven't heard them. I have definitely seen the New Yorkers, and I've seen the ladies in Los Angeles, but now I'm thinking, this audience, are you guys just totally, are you like Matt, or are you just sucked in by this heavy, heavy drama? Hang with us. We'll talk about it a little bit more on the flip side.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on these airwaves. We do it Sunday through Thursday. You can shoot me an email, americatonight.net, on anything that we've talked about, whether you agree, disagree, or you just have a fabulous recipe for some awesome down-home cooking meal. I just got a great recipe for brisket, actually. Here's a fact I bet many of you would be surprised by. I like to cook. I don't know how many men out there like to cook. I think it's cool when a guy likes to cook, but I like to cook. I'm not saying I cook all the time because, of course, the whole idea is I don't have a lot of time. But when I do, I cook, and I just learned how to cook because every recipe is different. Somebody gave me a good recipe for brisket, and it tasted very roast beefy to me, I guess. Was not difficult to do, however. I know you're chuckling because you guys just throw it on the grill. Pew! Throw it out on the grill. I'm not a great griller, though. Maybe that is just exclusively a guy's club. I hardly ever see women. I'm not saying women don't, but I hardly ever see women. When you go to a party and there's like a big grill or whatever, I hardly ever see women doing the grilling. They might flip the burgers or the beef, but that really is a guy thing. Somehow that's become a big guy thing. So we're talking about a couple of different things as per usual. If you've never listened to America Tonight, that's how we roll on this show. It is a show for those of us who have ADD, and I think more of us have it than cop to it, especially now, the way we live between Blackberries and cell phones and every other form of technology we have. I truly believe that all of us have some form of it. I was mentioning before that Jay Leno is going to the earlier hour in his last show. I might have to tune into that. His last show is Friday night, and that's it. And then he's done, finito, after 17 years because he moves to a prime time gig. Now, Jay Leno, of course, is still around, but he's earlier. It's going to be a little bit of a different kind of show. Maybe some things will look familiar. I wonder how this is going to go. Like 2 months from now, when I look at some of the ratings and I'll be able to tell you, I wonder if we're going to see that people are actually tuning in more to Jay Leno or less. It's kind of a gambling thing. You have a surefire hit that you have to figure out, well, things evolve, things change, and so maybe it was time to change. But he clearly was getting the ratings, so now you're messing with that later time slot, and Conan O'Brien should be fine, but he's now the opposition for David Letterman, unless Letterman moves earlier, too. Speaking of the opposition, if some of you watch Fox, then you probably know Megyn Kelly. She is a morning co-host who they love, 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 love at Fox. And, of course, she has the perfect hair. She's smart. And she's blonde. I think you have to be blonde when you work at Fox. Anyway, she's the person that might be tapped to replace Greta Van Susteren. I don't know how many people realize that, but do you believe it's time just flies incredibly fast. Greta Van Susteren has been at Fox for 7 years. Her contract ends next year. If it's not renewed, Megyn Kelly is the person that most think will replace Greta Van Susteren. She has a legal background. She has Washington reporting experience. And she knows the law, or at least it's so it seems. I've seen her a couple of times, and she usually backs up, and I haven't seen her enough to know, but what I have seen, she usually is backing up pretty well whatever it is that she's been asked to comment on, and I believe that whatever legal background she has, in other words, how far she took it, it's probably served her well. So how about that, though, Greta Van Susteren? I think that's the thing that's curious. Greta Van Susteren gone from Fox or rearranged in a different form? You know, it's amazing how much they shuffle anchors and shows around, like on MSNBC and on CNN. That hasn't happened as much to Fox, but it looks like they're looking to do something to change up the order, change it up, put something different in there instead. And I thought Greta Van Susteren was pretty popular with some of the stories she broke, but geez, maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe Greta Van Susteren isn't as popular as I thought, but it seems as though at one point people were really watching her show. Someone may snap her up or not, right? Either or. All right, something that's a follow-up to what we talked about yesterday about this Sonia Sotomayor and a little bit about her background and which way she'll probably lean on a couple of issues and stuff. We dove into that a little bit on The Last America Tonight. And, of course, a lot of the GOP are running around saying she's a racist. She is a reverse racist, and that's the problem. But the conservatives playing the idea of race, is this effective or will this backfire on the Republicans? And it could backfire. If it gets too nasty, it absolutely could backfire. Because then what will happen is the Democrats will just laugh it off like, oh, come on. I mean, some comments at a Berkeley school function and then another comments here. I mean, give me a break. So Pat Buchanan said that she's an affirmative action pick. Yeah. How badly do the Republicans want to own this issue? And looking at the demographics across the board in our country, it's true. The Hispanic vote was a deciding factor in Obama's win. Hispanics went for Obama over McCain 67% to 31%. Wow. So the last thing the GOP wants is to be alienating Hispanic voters, and we talked about that heavily, heavily. We also talked about this just a few minutes ago, so we wanted you to hear it. He's so good. The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and here's a clip of that if you've never heard it.
Let me tell you something about my family. We are thick as thieves, and we protect each other to the end. When I'm attacked, I will attack back. I cannot stomach you. I do not like you as a person.
I wasn't going to do anything, but you tried to act like you had nothing to do with it.
I had everything to do with it.
I stayed married to not even tell her it was you until this moment. You're such a liar.
There has to be something else.
Oh, you're drinking?
Boy, we're all drinking.
Prostitution.
If you think I'm a bitch, then bring it on.
People make fun of Jersey girls, but I think they're just jealous.
If you're gonna mess with my family, you're messing with me.
Everyone likes to have nice things, but I'm not one to brag about it.
You're either gonna love me or hate me. There is no in-between with me.
You got to love that. You either love me or you're going to hate me. Matt, a big fan of the Jersey Girls. Also a big fan of a couple of the other shows. I think he said the L.A. women, too. Just not the New Yorkers and not the Atlanta Housewives, but the rest of them he's cool with. Pretty soon, I guess, if Bravo has so much success, will they eventually have all 50 states? That's going to cost them. That's going to cost them some bucks if they're going to do that. I think the next place they probably need to do is like a Chicago.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Right, there's no Midwest.
They definitely go to Chicago.
With the accents. Yeah, and they all, like the Jersey Girls, they would have a thick accent in a different way.
Yeah, the Jersey Girls, they got some potty mouths on them.
They do. I didn't realize that.
I had to clean up that clip a little bit.
Is it interesting to watch it, Matt? I mean, is it intriguing because of the fighting?
Oh, definitely. And just how they are, it's so, like, incestuous with, like, everybody's families going after each other and things like that.
You gotta love it. You may have a little bit of that going on in your own family. You know, you could slap that real label on almost anything, as we certainly have found out over the years doing America Tonight, right?